Well, a rainy Wednesday in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Dave Spadaro along with Bo Wolf recapping day two of the Eagles and the Patriots joint practice. And I guess the big news of the day is, we're not really sure how big it is, Jeremy Maclin leaving practice with what he called a hamstring injury, a left hamstring injury. Felt that it grabbed on him a little bit, sat the rest of practice. Said after practice he felt okay, but it raises more questions about Maclin and about the wide receiver corps.
Sure, and Maclin said that he's hoping to play on Friday, but obviously the Eagles aren't going to push anything, knowing how important he is for the regular season. But this is a group that's been banged up throughout training camp. Riley Cooper still working back to 100% with the foot injury. Jeff Mail just returned from an injury himself. But that's given guys like Afani Moma and Aurelius Ben and even Brad Smith to make an impact and try to fight for spots on this team. And for those guys, as Chip Kelly has talked about, it's going to come down to special teams as well. If you're not a one or a two or a three, it's how else can you help the team on game day.
And the shame of the injury was that Maclin was really having a couple of strong days working primarily against cornerback Darrell Revis. Had caught a 40-yard touchdown pass running a post route on this particular play. So we hope the injury, nothing major. It does give younger players an opportunity, Jordan Matthews, Josh Huff in the mix as well, to continue their progression in the Eagles offense. Bo, it lends the question, as you look toward September a little bit here, what do you see at wide receiver? And how do you see this offensive structure with all this explosiveness offensively? Do you see a vertical threat, or how do they get down the field?
Well, I think what we saw in these 2 days before Maclin went down is that he was being that vertical threat, making plays down the field, beating guys like Darrell Revis for big plays from Nick Foles. I think we all want to see Maclin and Cooper get back in there so Nick Foles can start working on his timing with the guys who are going to be his starters come week one.
On the other side of the ball, the defense playing well against Tom Brady for a second straight day in the rain over at Gillette Stadium, the field next to Gillette Stadium, rather. And I'm impressed with players like Vinnie Curry and Cedric Thornton and Bo Allen and some of these young defensive linemen who are really getting off the line of scrimmage and getting in the backfield.
Yeah, that's true. The other guy I'd throw in there from the linebacking position is Najee Good. And Chip Kelly talked today about how guys like he and Brandon Bear and Brad Smith as well are benefiting from having the full offseason with the Eagles after they joined the team midseason last year. Najee Good made a couple nice plays today, and those guys are all coming on, I think.
So a walkthrough on Thursday that wraps up the joint practices, and then, of course, preseason game number two on Friday, 7:30 p.m. You can see it in the Philadelphia region on 6ABC. We'll have you covered here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our digital channels throughout the day, Thursday and Friday, and we'll see what Friday night brings, the Eagles against Tom Brady, part two. It wasn't pretty last year. We'll see if it's much better for the Eagles defense this time
around. Looking forward to seeing it.
Yes, sir. Bo Wolf, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.